All right, we are going to talk a little Chicago. We have got Jason Sheff with us here from the group Chicago, and he's going to be up in the northern parts here over in Marinette on Saturday the 14th. And Jason, thank you for taking time to join us. We appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. We got Gray in here with us, and tell you what, this is pretty cool. Give us a quick... you indicated to us off air that you've been pretty busy around this, around Wisconsin, around the Midwest here recently, doing quite a bit of stuff, it sounds like.
You know, it's pretty amazing, but over the last year, I've had several gigs up in Wisconsin. What I've been doing, which I've loved, is I've been flying into Chicago, renting a car, and heading up, and I have to tell you, I've always known this because of the 40 years I've been traveling all over the country. I never really gotten my own vehicle to really take it in, and your state is just absolutely gorgeous. You know, I've just been all the way up to Land of Lakes and just everything in between, and so I'm just really happy to be getting back into Wisconsin.
Well, we're happy to have you here. You'll be in Marinette again Saturday the 14th. Talk about how this works, because, you know, we know how rock and roll works in this type of venue where you're with Chicago, of course. It's not the whole Chicago band, but it sounds like you, with the presentation and with the horns and all that stuff, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, but people are going to get a pretty good Chicago feel out of this concert. Am I right on that?
You're absolutely right. I mean, to give you a little bit of history, in 1985, I was this punk kid, not punk music, but I was a young kid roaming the streets of L.A. And all of a sudden, I was a big fan of Chicago. I'm 64 in April, so I grew up in the 70s, enjoying all that music along with all the other great music that was happening in the 70s. And one day, I get a phone call in 1985, Peter Cetera, the gold standard of tenor voices of Chicago, was leaving the band, and I get a call saying, they think you're the new lead singer. And I'm like, what? And I thought, you know, this is never going to work, but I went in, and Chicago 18, it was the weirdest thing. I felt comfortable, and we slayed it. Will You Still Love Me was the first hit that I sang, and I was suddenly part of half of the 80s hits. Look Away, What Kind of Man Would I Be, Will You Still Love Me, and so throughout the years, we would always have this awesome problem, which was there are so many hits, certainly before me and then all the hits that I made with the band, how do you put a show together? And so it never disappointed to bring all those hits. And What I love at this point in my life is to be coming around, and I meet people all the time that say, I saw you in 91. I saw you were my first concert I went to. And again, you know, I was growing up loving that band. I thought, you know, the real era of Chicago was what I grew up with. And suddenly I'm meeting people 10 years younger than me, 20 years younger than me, saying, you got to understand that you're the guy. You're the voice of when I discovered Chicago. So what you're going to get in Marinette is a great long show of all the hits that I've been performing for over 40 years with Chicago and on my own. And we'll be taking you down memory lane. It's going to be amazing. I promise you.
Jason, the Gray here, the broad strokes of that arc, starting out as a fan of the band and then joining it, I'll admit it kind of calls to mind an interview I did a couple days ago on a very, very local level. I was talking to a local dentist. Bear with me here. I promise it'll be relevant. He was letting me know that some of the kids that he had coached on a team that he was a coach for circled back and now work with him in the dentist's office. And that was a major, not necessarily a shock, but he said, you know, the world kind of heaves under you when you realize that you've inspired the people who, and in his case, he was inspired by those athletes. So there's this kind of cyclical thing. What does it feel like to realize that you've inspired people the same way that you were once inspired? That's gotta be one of the most incredible feelings.
Well, it absolutely is. And again, you know, coming into Chicago in 1985, thinking, you know, I'm just the afterthought. And then all of a sudden, one day, hearing from Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts in 2002, when those guys were just starting to heat up, and Jay sent me a letter. We played the same venue. They were there a couple of days before, and Jay's letter to me, I still have it, said, Jason, Chicago made me want to play music, and I've particularly followed your era, and you'll hear how you guys have influenced our band. And I started running with Jay all those years ago, and to start realizing that that's your lineage, you know, that bands like that, you have a part of the DNA. So Jay and I have actually been, we have a band. We just released a record. Our band's called Generation Radio. And we have, the first single just came out, and the album will be out in April. But that's a perfect example of, you know, at a certain point, it's cool too. It's like a franchise of a baseball team. You grow up and you have your favorite player, and then all of a sudden somebody else is going to come in and add to that legacy. So, you know, if you go to the Hollywood Bowl and it's an evening of Mozart or Beethoven, those guys aren't there, but they're performing music. And that's the same thing with Chicago. Chicago's still out there. And fantastic, you know, because the logo and the brand is out there, and that's, we all built that. That's 100% what we all built over the years. And I love that I'm at the point in my life where I don't really want to be out there that much anymore. And I love these little spot dates that I do on my own or with Generation Radio. And, you know, so it's a body of work, and it goes beyond any particular personality.
Well, it sounds like you've got your hands firmly on the controls of your career at this point. That makes a lot of sense. You know, I asked a moment ago about the feeling of inspiring people once you've been there. I'll admit, I've been sitting here thinking of what it must feel like to get that phone call. How many days of disbelief was it before you realized, oh man, I better start practicing for an audition or something like that?
Well, you know, what's funny is that I've always said, when people ask me, how did you have the courage to even go and do that? And I said, well, because I didn't have any expectations. I didn't think it was going to work. At that time, I was so well into all the repetitions of playing and singing all the time. So that's really what worked in my favor, was to go in. I always love telling up-and-comers this, and I think it's a lost art. Get the reps in, because when the opportunity comes, you want to be ready for it. And I think a lot of, you know, the next generations were wanting things too quickly and didn't understand. Just, I had no idea that all those vocal lessons that I was taking would pay off one day. But the fact that when the opportunity came up, I walked in, and this is the part that's really amazing too, is that I think people talk themselves into a frenzy of, I've got to make this happen. This has got to work. But I didn't feel that way. I thought, it's not going to work. I'm going to walk in, I'm going to crash and burn, and it'll be over before it starts. But something really amazing happened when I walked in on day one for Chicago 18 with David Foster and Humberto Gatica, arguably, modern day Mozarts. They had just won, Humberto had just won a Grammy for Best Engineered Recording of Chicago 17, and that's with You're the Inspiration, Hard Habit to Break, that record. Yeah. And so I'm walking in, following that up, I'm going, there's no way this is going to work. But something felt really comfortable. And so that's when you realize you're supposed to be here. And holy smokes, Will You Still Love Me comes out, one of Chicago's biggest hits. Number three, right up there alongside You're the Inspiration. It's like, well, Jason, you're going to get to stick around for a while.
Yeah, fantastic. Jason Shepp is with us, the former lead singer of Chicago, who will be in Marinette on Saturday the 14th. Hit both ends of the spectrum for me, Jason. I always love to hear the stories from guys like you. Give me the best. Give me the moment that stands out in your career where you're like standing on stage looking at the crowd and you're like, holy crap, how did I get here? What comes to mind for that?
You know, again, it's this eerie sense of, I always knew that I would do something significant. I had no idea that I'd be fronting a band like that and standing center stage. So I don't know that there was ever really, let's put it this way. My first show was in Rockford, Illinois, and Rick Nielsen was standing on the side of the stage. And I'm walking out, and I'm thinking, you know, Will You Still Love Me had just been released, and it was starting to rise the charts, but I still was thinking, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to walk out there, and maybe they're going to throw tomatoes and scream, "Where's Peter?" And they didn't. And I think that moment probably was, whoa, this is going to work. You know, at least, I'll tell you, at least I knew that people were pulling for it.
Yeah.
And that's why I love knowing that what we've all built together is so far beyond any one particular personality. Because if Peter Cetera, you know, can move on, you know, anybody can get up there and perform this music, and we're all the architects of it, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's probably a standout that very first night.
Okay, how about the worst? Whether pre-Chicago or post-Chicago, that concert you remember that's like, oh my gosh, can't believe I got out of there alive.
Okay. So I'm up there singing a ballad, Hard Habit to Break or something like that. And all of a sudden, I'm like a third or fourth row. I'm seeing this guy, and he's pointing to his crotch. And I just immediately look away. But curiosity was killing the cat. I'm singing a song, and I'm looking back at him, and he's pointing at his crotch, and I'm like, I'm not available, pal. I'm thinking to myself, and like the third time, I couldn't not look, and I look over, and then the woman next to him was kind of like making this motion of zip your pants up. So I turn around, and all of a sudden I realize my fly was down, and I wasn't wearing underwear.
Oh no!
I was commando, and so I was so embarrassed. And so we had a two-part show back then. There was an intermission. I go back on the intermission, and our tour production manager comes up and says, "Jason, was your fly down during that set?" And I said, "Yeah." "Why?" And he said, "Some lady came and complained." And I'm going, "Where's the rock and roll, sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Complained? What is she looking at me saying, is that all there is?"
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Jason Scheff, former lead singer of Chicago. He'll be in Marinette. Talk a little bit about the presentation there. I'm sure you've got some really talented people that are making this all happen, because when you bring horns and all that stuff on the stage, it's a whole different production rather than just a couple of guys with a background track. This is the real deal, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've got an incredible band. I've got, you know, I insist on it. You know, I've been fortunate to run into and associate with the greatest musicians in the world, and I'm bringing them. So be prepared that this is, you're exactly right. We're up there singing, playing, and I guarantee you, you're going to have a great time. So I hope everybody comes out to relive.
Yeah.
This is the soundtrack.
Belly rubbing music, Jason. This is my belly rubbing music from back in my day. Yeah, this is where you asked the girl to dance, and then you guys were singing. This is great.
That's exactly right. And if you came to a Chicago show from 1985 through 2016, you'll be hearing the voice that was performing when you saw the band.
All right, Jason, well, we thank you for taking time to share the stories with us. Safe travels. We melted a little bit of snow for you up here, so this travel will be a little bit better for you by the time you get here on the 14th over in Marinette. We'll give you some ticket info on how to get that in just a moment. So, Jason, thank you so much. Thank you for taking time to join us. Safe travels, and have a great show over there, okay?
Thanks, guys. It's been great.
Thank you. All right, Jason Scheff. Now, we're giving away tickets to the concert. If you want to text us the keyword Chicago on the free Civic Media app. Chicago, C-H-I-C-A-G-O. We've got a few pairs of tickets we're going to make available. Now, this is in Marinette, Michigan. It's about two, three hours, depending on where you're listening at right now, over in Marinette, Michigan. More information on the show at hometowntickets.com. If you love the group Chicago, this guy, when he said he was a lead singer on Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, I immediately went to a record that I used to spin on an AC station. It's just great. What a great, we could talk to him for hours and get stories, I'm sure.
Well, and I already am feeling like, okay, I have three more questions that I should have just asked him here. It's like, oh shoot, now he's gone. That was Jason Scheff, the lead singer of Chicago.
If you like Chicago, folks, you're going to be able to see him up and close over there. It's a fundraiser over there in Marinette at the community center, and you're going to be blown away by the whole presentation. So check it out. Free tickets. Text us the keyword Chicago.
And keep that Civic app handy, because we've got more keywords coming. It's like, look at the horizon. I see silhouettes. They approach.
Coming.
They're riding horses.
Yeah, fun interview.
Get ready.
Fun interview. Thank you, Jason.